That after great demon Hiranyakashipu was extremely angry, swiftly attacked Nrisimhadev with his club and began to beat him. Lord Nrisimhadev, however, captured a great demon along with his club, just as Garuda might capture a great snake. Satasya hastotkali tastadasuro vikridato tatpat ahir garutmata असाधु मन्वंत कुतुकशो अमरा घनत सदा भारत सर्व दिशा. ट्रांसलेशन प्रभुपाद. ओ युधिष्ठिर, ओ ग्रेट सन ऑफ भरत, व्हेन लॉर्ड नृसिंहदेव गेव हिरण्यकशिपु ए चांस टू स्लिप फ्रॉम हिज हैंड, जस्ट एज गरुड़ समटाइम्स plays with a snake and lets it slip from his mouth, the demigods who lost their abodes and were hiding behind the clouds for fear of the demon didn't consider that incident very good. Indeed, they were perturbed. When Hiranyakashipu was in the process of being killed by Lord Nrisimhadev, the Lord gave the demon a chance to slip from his clutches. This incident was not very much appreciated by the demigods, for they were greatly afraid of Hiranyakashipu. They knew that if somehow or other Hiranyakashipu escaped from Nrisimhadeva's hands and saw that the demigods were looking forward to his death with great pleasure, you take great revenge upon them. Therefore, they were very much afraid. Lord Nrisimhadev was playing with the demon. You understand? So he gave a chance Hiranyakashipu to slip from his hand, as Garuda sometimes plays with a snake and lets it slip from his mouth. He's playing. Because this incident, Lord Nrisimhadeva's fight with the great demon Hiranyakashipu was pre-planned. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, two brothers, were Joy and Bijoy, two doorkeepers at Vaikuntha. They were cursed by four Kumaras to burn as demons here in this material world for three lives. You understand? Lord, this is the will of Lord. This is so happened by the will of Lord. You understand? Why? Why did Lord have such a will?
He has a fighting propensity to enjoy fighting.
Yes. Sometimes Lord wants to fight, to play. Fighting is a play, a game. You understand? So Lord's pleasure. What pleasure Lord wants to fight sometimes. And with whom will he fight? That's another question. With whom will he fight? He must fight with his own men. You understand? He'll never fight with anybody else. You understand? Because those who take part in Lord's pastimes, transcendental pastimes, they are not ordinary beings. They are very dear to the Lord. You understand? Therefore, Lord, these two demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, they were gatekeepers, Vaikuntha, Lord's own men. So Lord wanted, and there should be Varna's demons, and Lord fight with them and play with them, get pleasure. Here, this boy, this description is there. Lord is playing. As Garuda sometimes gives chance to the snake to slip from his mouth. Garuda plays with the snake. Similarly, Lord is now playing with Hiranya Kashipu, giving him a chance to slip from his heart. But demigods couldn't understand this. You understand? Demigods were very much afraid of that great demon. Because that great demon had attacked many times over the human planets and captured demigods and persecuted them. Therefore, they were very much afraid. So when they saw that great demon Hiranyakashipu slipped off hands of Narasimhadev, they were very much perturbed, very much frightened, because they were watching there behind the clouds this incident. Much pleasure that Hiranyakashipu disappeared. But when they saw anyhow demon slipped off from the hands of Narasimhadev, they thought if he could escape anyhow from the clutches of Narasimhadev, he would take revenge upon them. So they were very much afraid. But this is incident. The demigods, though they are not, ordinary beings. They are elevated beings, much more elevated than the residents of this Matya Lok, this world here, inhabitants of this Matya Lok, we say, earth planet. They are, in one sense, also the devotees of the Lord, because they are carrying out the orders of the Lord. You understand? And Lord has given them some power, controlling power. They are controlling some of the events here in this material world, isn't it? As Indradev controls the rain, Surjadev controls the giving of light and heat, and Vayudev controls the wind. Similarly, they have some controlling power. You understand? So they are known as Ishwaras, controllers. Krishna is Parameshwara, the supreme controller. Controller of the controllers. So it's supreme controller. You understand? Though the demigods are devotees, still they are not pure devotees. Their devotion is not pure. Their devotion is mixed devotion, mixed bhakti. You understand? A pure devotee has no doubt at all. It's free from all doubts. You understand? However great a may be, a demon may be, cannot escape from the clutches of Supreme Lord. You understand? They must be cured. Matta paratram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has said this, that nobody is superior to him. But the demigods have doubt. So they are perturbed. But this is the question of being perturbed. You understand? No question at all. But they have some doubt. They are so much, they are so much afraid. That great demon is in Kashyapa. If somehow you would escape from the clutches of Narasimha, you would take revenge upon them. You understand? But a pure devotee is freed from all doubts. Will never be perturbed at any situation. Yes, take him complete shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, and he is fearless, no fear. Lotus feet of Krishna is such a place that there is no question of fear at all. Avhoy. Avhoy, asho, amrutarastha. That is stated. There is no fear, no lamentation, no death. Such a place is lotus feet of Krishna. One was taken shelter there. Why he should be afraid? Many times in Shastra, in Srimad Bhagavatam also, you find, it is stated, Narayana Parasarvena Kudaschana Vipati Sargata Parkarnara Kishwapi Sulyata Darsana. You understand? Narayana Parasarvena Kudaschana Vipati. Those were Narayana Parasarvena. Those who have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Narayana, they are never afraid of any situation. Even if they will be situated, swarga, upavarga, narka, situated in heavenly planets, in Brahman effulgence, upavarga, or hell, they consider all these places equal. Because they are Narayana Parama. They have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. You understand? Wherever they may be at heavenly planets or Brahman effulgence or in hell, they are worshipping Lord Narayana. That is their only business. So Lord Narayana is there. Wherever there is Lord Narayana, it cannot be heavenly planet or Brahman effulgence or hell. It is spiritual world or Vaikuntha. So they see all these places equal. So they are fearless. You understand? But the demigods are not free from fear. Because they are not pure devotees. Their surrender is not complete. So they are fearful, you understand? And they have doubt. This doubt, sansaya, is a great demon. You understand? The doubt, sansaya, is a great demon. Is like a great demon. Those who have doubt, they are always fearful. They are never free from fear. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna addressed Lord Krishna as, O Madhusudana, skiller of Madhu Daitya, great demon Madhu. Madhusudana, Lord Krishna. So please kill that great demon in me that is doubt. You understand? Therefore, this word Madhusudana is very, very significant. So in Bhagavad Gita you will find Krishna says, নমে ভক্ত প্রণশ্য তোম দেহ প্রতি জানি নমে ভক্ত প্রণশ্য ইন ওয়ান হ্যান্ড ইজ সেলফিং আদার হ্যান্ড ইজ সেইজ সংশয় আত্মা বিনশ্য In Gita, you will also find apichet sudura jara bhajatema ananya bhaak sadhureva samantabhya samyakdeva sita hisa. Durachara. What do you mean by that? Durachara.
Word, another verse.
In English, what do you say? Durachara?
Intelligence, very hard.
Durachara means a very great sinful person, committed to many sins. Great sins. Durachara. You understand? And he does all sorts of nonsense. Durachara. Such a durachara takes shelter the lotus feet of Krishna. And becomes free from all doubts. You understand? Being free, becomes free from all sorrow. Doubts are being free from all sorts of doubts and takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, of the Supreme Lord, then he will never be perished. You understand? There are demigods, they are not duracharas, but they are not free from doubts. It is different. A person may be a great renunciate, a great yogi, great karmi, great jnani, maybe. But if he is not free from doubt, he must be free. Isn't it? Because he has doubt. Therefore, clear all your doubts, be free from all sorts of doubts. Just no doubt at all, not a tinge of doubt. Then you will completely take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Your surrender will be complete and will be protected at all circumstances. Do you understand? Many times, every movement, sanshaya atma. girlfriend. Bhagavat. Stated. Krishna is the supreme personality of God. Krishnastu Bhagavan Shui. All incarnations, chansa kada. Planar portion and portion and portion of the planar. Anusha and para. Krishna is the supreme personality of God. Indrari background loke murayanti jujeji. When demigods headed by Indra are very much perturbed by the attack of demons and pray to God, save them, protection, incarnates himself and protects them. You understand? Because the demigods are his devotees. They are carrying out orders, but not pure devotees. You understand? They are always protected. Still they have doubts. You understand? Still they have doubts. And the demigods are superior to ordinary human beings here. The ordinary human being of jiva has 50 qualities, whereas the demigod has 55 qualities. Rupa Goswami said that. Still they have doubts. You understand? But a pure devotee, a human being, pure devotion, cultivation of pure devotion is only possible in the human form of life, not in demigod form of life. You understand? Lord Shiva has said that. Satadhanik man, viranchitam eti tatparamhi man. Kintu prakvam vaishnavam padam jadhaṁ vibudhā kālāpte. You know this. This fourth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Rudra Gita. Lord Rudra, Shiva is saying. It is not a very great thing to become Brahma or Shiva. You understand? Sadhanam kumam viranchitamiti. Sadhanam manishta sadhanam kumam viranchitamiti. Yes. Who can become Brahma? Viranchi. One who has performed swadharma, this is varnashram dharma, swadharma, for 100 lives. Sadhanam. In one karpa, Supreme Lord will make him Brahma. He has acquired that qualification. Sarvamanishtha, Sarvamanishtha, Man Viranchitam. Tatparamima. If someone would have acquired some more qualities than Brahma, you understand? Have done more auspicious work. He will occupy my seat, Lord Shiva says. He will become Lord Shiva. The Supreme Lord will make him Lord Shiva. But back to the Vaishnava, Padam Jadham Vibhuta Kala, Kala Te, you see. But Vaishnava, a pure devotee, who is a human being, do you understand? He is much superior to Lord Brahma, even to myself. Because we, the demigods, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, we, the demigods, have to wait one kalpa to achieve that supreme abode of the Lord. You stand at him. But where are that devotee, that Vaishnava, never wait for such a long time. immediately goes there. We should be. You understand? A pure devotee, India, that's got human form of life. Many, many places Lord Shiva has said this thing. Pansabhautika deha madhyaloka nivasi. Bhagavata bhakta bhakti rasika namasya madrusham sada. You see? Listen. Madhyaloka nivasi. You see? Pansabhautika deha madhyaloka nivasi. बहुत भक्ति रसिका नमस्य माधुसूदन लॉर्ड शिव से दैट डिवोटी इज रिसीव्ड बाय मी ये नमस्य आई पे हिम ओबेसेंस सच प्योर डिवोटी हु इज मत्स्य लोक निवासी हु इज द इनहैबिटेंट ऑफ दिस अर्थ प्लैनेट नॉट विविल प्लैनेट पंच भौतिक देह His body, gross body, is made up of these five gross material elements. Kipak tezamarup jyama, pancha bhakti gati, martya loho nivasa, bhak bhagavad bhakti gati. But it's a pure devotee. So that person is worshipped by my shabda, I worship. Namasya mahabhu. Therefore, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, demigods, they have doubts, whereas a pure devotee has no doubt at all. The doubtful persons are dying at every moment, not once or twice. Every moment they are dying, dying, dying. Are you free from doubt? Or dying? And survive, don't die. You understand? Alive? Alive? The other day, I was singing a very good song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Mano keno tavai sanshaya. Isn't it? No, regret. No. Then I must die. Every moment. You understand? To free from doubt. One who has taken self that of a bona fide guru, thereby, take himself as the lotus feet of Krishna. He is protected. Voices doubt. Kenos also. Huh? No doubt at all. He must be protected. You understand? Avasya rakhivet tumi taharoye viswasa. শরণ লইবে যেই অবশ্য রক্ষিবে তার নিত্যম ভাগবত সেবয়া ভগবত উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির ভবতি নষ্ট আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড বাস ফ্রম ফার্স্ট ক্যান্টো শ্রীমদ ভাগবত ভক্তির ভবতি নষ্ট কি নষ্ট কি ভক্তি উত্তমা ভক্তি পিওর ডিভোশন হাউ ক্যান ওয়ান অ্যাচিভ ওয়েন Some person, someone achieves this phase of pure devotional service. Another devotion. You understand? Nishthiki bhakti. There's no question of doubt. You'll never be afraid of any situation, isn't it? But how can one stay in these things?
By regular hearing.
Yes. Yes, by regular hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from a your devotee, Vaishnava, serving a Vaishnava. You understand? Vaishnava paricharya. Serving a Vaishnava, taking shelter of a Vaishnava at his lotus feet and serving him and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from his lips every day. You understand? Nityam. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Not for one day or 2 days. Every day. Nityam. You understand? Then all the bad things, including doubts, will be destroyed. You understand? Then you will develop unflinching faith or pure devotion at the lotus feet of Krishna. It is dead. You understand? So one who has done so, he has no doubt. You understand? Vidyante hudargante chidyante sarva-sanshaya khiyante chasya karmani drushta evatmani svare. 1, 2, 21. You find? Vidyante hudargante chidyante sarva-sanshaya khiyante chasya karmani drushta evatmani svare. Great translation.
Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. Chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master.
That?
The chain of fruitive actions is terminated.
Yes. When yes.
One sees the self as master.
Ah. Just about one, sir. That's what. Well, I have spoken for you. You get the translation. Open tha. That is the way. Which is the way?
Follow Mahajanas.
Mahajanasena Vatasapanta. Tread the path that have been treaded by Mahajanas. You understand? Tarka pratishta sutaya vivinna nasa vrishyasya matana vivinna dharma sutakta nita guhaya Mahajanasena Vatasapanta. Then in Mahabharata, there is an episode, Dharma Vaka Upakhya. Do you understand? Do you know it? Don't know. When the Pandavas were living in the forest, do you understand? Were exiled. That time, one day, it was the summer season, very scorching heat of the sun was there. They became very tired. You understand? They took rest under the shade of a big tree. At that time Draupadi said she was very thirsty. She needed water. You understand? So Bhimsen went out to get water. After some way, you see, some distance, Bhimsen saw very nice pond filled with very clear water. So he went there to bring water. You understand? But In the bank of that pond there was a tree, and on that tree there was a boko. Boko, you know? Heron. A white bass. You understand? Long, big, long legs. Boko. Understand? So in human voice, that boko says, "Who are you? Going there to bring water? Half. Answer my questions. I have four questions. If you can answer, then you can get water. Otherwise, without answering my question, if you take water, you will die. You understand? Benson didn't pay any heed to it. As soon as touched water, he died. You understand? Then Arjuna went. You understand? When Bhimsan couldn't return, then Arjuna went. The same thing. Arjuna didn't pay any heed to the four questions of that Dharma Bhaka. Touched the water and died. You understand? Then, gradually, one after another, Nakul went, then Sahadeva went. All died. Now at last Yudhishthira went. You understand? When Yudhishthira went there, he saw the four dead bodies of his four brothers. But he was not perturbed. Yudhishthira is always fear. Even in Juddha, in battlefield, he is not perturbed. His name is Yudhishthira. You understand? He heard the four questions of Dharma Bhaka patiently. And gave correct answer. You understand? Then that Dharma Bhaka became very much pleased. So that Dharma Bhaka came down and touched the dead bodies of four brothers and they rallied again. You understand? This is in Mahabharata. Let me see. What are the four questions and what are the answers? One must know it. Tanjanchu para? Sumindase? Sumindase knows. Agyajanchu? Agyajanchu? Tanjanchu? Kottapavan knows. Hey, Kalakanta knows. Many people know. You don't know. That's in Sanskrit. Kacha vārta imāsarjyaṁ kah pantha kascha modati. Mamitaṁ satura prasnāṁ kathaitvā dharam tīva. Dharma Bhaka says, this four questions. Kacha vārta. What is the message? Kacha vārta. You understand? Number one question. Kimāsarjam. What is wonderful? Second question. Kāpantha. Which is the way? Third question. Kāsya modate. Who is happy? It's four questions. You answer for questions, then take water. You understand? No, from today. Don't forget. I'm speaking of Kiva Varta, Kacha Varta. What is message? Just Maharaj answer. Māsattu dharpi parighattaneena surjyakrina rātri divendhaneena asmin maham moha maye katahe bhūtāni kāla pasadīti katta. After speaking Maharaj. doubt. Answer to first question. You understand? First question, Kato Vārta. What is Vārta? What is message? This Mara says. Māsatku darbi parigatta nīvina. Surjākrina rātri divendhanīna. Asnīn maha moha maye kotāhe. Bhūtāni kāla patati iti Vārta. You understand? You see? The months and the seasons, you understand? Months and seasons, months and the moon. There, what do you say? With Hatha, come to Hatha. English, he wants to. Big Hatha. You know? With the handle, big plate, you see, with the holes on it, and the handle is, the big handle, what do you say it? So we say Hatha.
Big spoon,
all right. Big spoon, very big. It's Hatha. You understand? So, māsatku darbi, that means months and seasons, they are big spoon, Hatha. You understand? Then, surjagrina rātri divendhanīna. Day and night, they are fuel, wood. You understand? Castor. And Surya, the sun, that's fire, agni. Asmin maha moha maya kata he bhuta nikala patati iti Vārta. This sansara, material world, deluding. You understand? Maha moha maya sansara. Is deluding energy, the exhibition of deluding energy of the Supreme Lord. It is a big pan, kataha. You understand? So this is a big pan. So there is wood, firewood, that is the months. And you say, what is that? Days and night are fuel, wood, firewood, and sun is fire, and months and seasons, big spoon, Hatha. You understand? And the sansara is a big pan. You understand? And the kala, you understand? The eternal time cooks all living entities. This is message. Vārta. You understand? Then second question. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti yamamandira. Sesa astirat jivitumicchanti kimasajyam atahparam. Second question. Kimasajyam. What is wonderful? Then this Mara gives answer. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti jam mandira. Sesa jivitumicchanti kimasajyam atahparam. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti jam mandira sesa jivitumicchanti kimasajyam atahparam. What is wonderful? In answer to this, this Mara says this. Every day, ahani ahani, means every day, many living entities are going to the abode of Jamaraj, means dying, isn't it? But one who sees this thing, the person who sees this thing, he says, oh, he's dying, I will not die. I'll survive. This is most wonderful. You understand? Then third question. And it's answer. Tapantha, second course, third course. Which is the way? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj answered, Tarko Pratishtha Sudeva Vivinna Nasa Vrishijasya Matana Vinnam Dharma Satatva Nihita Guhaya Mahajana Jena Gatasa Pantha. One should not raise some argument or logic in Vedic injunctions and conclusions of Veda. If that is done, so there will be different philosophies. So there are many philosophers and many philosophies. If someone will never give a new philosophy, he cannot be designated as a muni. You understand? So the philosopher, the munis, they have their own philosophies. But dharma satattva nita guhaya mahajana jena gata sakanta. But what is the real truth of dharma, dharma tattva? That is in the heart of the Mahajanas, and that is one truth. So one should pray the path of the Mahajanas, and that is path. The answer. Third question. Chaturtha, fourth question and answer. Puriya. Fourth question is, who is happy? And Yudhishthira Maharaj answered, Divasya sastami bhage sakum pacha kijo nara anruni chakrabasi cha sa bari chara modati. You understand? Anruni. That means one who has not incurred any debt. Anruni. And apravasi. Apravasi means one who has not gone out of his motherland to a foreign land, the apravasi. You understand? Then, divasyastame bhage sakumpa chati. One who toils very hard. You understand? He himself works and retires from his work in the afternoon, sayannaka, and gets only some rice and salt. Very plain food. Then rice and salt is happy. You understand? He's happy. Four questions and answers. You understand? Man wants to man can remember. All right. You need English? One question is raised here. Yudhishthira Maharaj gave nice answers to the four questions. So that one question, who is happy? He says, apravasa aruni. Who has never left his motherland, lives in his motherland, never incurred any debt, Yudhishthira Maharaj says. Then our material mind raises one question here. All right. One is apravasi, one is aruni. That means he has never left his motherland, lives in his motherland, has never incurred any debt. But if he is a diseased person, his stomach ache, surbyadi, then how? Is it that he is happy? So Yudhishthira Maharaj has never said aroge. If Yudhishthira Maharaj has said that a person free from disease, then his answer will have been complete, we say it. But his answer is not complete. Do you think it is complete? You understand? Maharaj is a Mahajan, isn't he? He's a devotee. Huh? How can his answers will be incomplete? It is complete. You understand? But our question is a material question. Our consideration is a material consideration. But we, the Vaishnavas, have only one consideration, that is tattva vichar, absolute consideration. That one should know. What is tattva vichar? You understand? Who is Apravasi, who is Arun? It has tattva vichar, it's absolute consideration. Who has not left his mother land, who has not incurred any debt? What is its tattva vichar? What is its absolute consideration? You are right.
You want me to guess or?
No, guess. No. Not know it, Lord. This is, it has one meaning. That means those who have taken shelter, complete surrender at the lotus feet of Sajidananda Vigraha Krishna. And always engaged his loving transcendental service. You understand? They are Apravasi and Aruni. You understand? Because evil land is Krishna's land, we are sons of Krishna. Isn't it? How can you say? Is it not your home? You understand? It's absolute consciousness, tattva vichar. So he is a pravasi, he is a aruni. Those who are engaged, in every moment engaged in transcendental loving service of the lotus feet of Krishna, complete self that of his lotus feet. So, trita, adhyatmika, advaiviko, advaiviko, cannot touch them. So, they are free from all anxiety. Then,
what about the last part? Vinayas and shock. What about the last part?
Yeah, that's a material thing. This question is raised on this part. Aruni Apravasi. Then question is raised, yes, someone is Aruni, he has not incurred any debt, he has not left his motherland. But if he is a diseased person, he has this stomach, sloro, how can he be happy? This is the answer. You understand? He is a pravasi, he is a runi, one is engaged, loving, transcendental, loving service of this lotus feet of Krishna. He is free from trita, adhyatmika, advaivika. This is the tattva vichar. You understand? So, Yudhishthira Maharaj's answer is complete. Nothing.
I just was trying to figure out what was the purport when you sang this small bird narration compared to the whole class. But now it makes more sense.
And who is free from doubt?
Why is it that the demigods are so superior in every aspect?
But they are not pure devotees.
Well, why is it they have doubt?
Because they have no pure devotion. They are not pure devotees. Their devotion is mixed.
They have no access to associate with pure devotees?
Huh?
They have no access to associate with pure devotees?
No. If they will get association, they will become pure devotees. So when Mahaprabhu came, you understand? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and distributed freely, indiscriminately, the love of Godhead. At that time of the demigods, including Lord Brahma and Shiva, they came here as human beings to get it. for instance, in human form, they come here. Because in demigod form they cannot get. The Lord Brahma is Adhidhasthana. Lord Shiva is Adhidhasthana.
But Lord Brahma is head of our Sampradaya and he's Mahajana. He's not pure devotee?
Yes, because he instructs about pure devotion. Therefore they are Mahajanas. Understand? But they have to wait one kalpa of time to achieve that abode that a pure devotee in human form of life achieves very in a short time. That's the difference I quoted. You understand? That's the difference. That Lord Shiva quoted. Lord Shiva says that. You understand? So, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva worship such a pure devotee who is in this material world, in human form of life, the human world. You understand? When such a devotee goes straight to Krishna Loka or Vaikuntha Loka, penetrating this material layers, you understand? And Lord Brahma's abode is topmost abode. At that time, Lord Brahma was ready there, standing there with arati plate, that I have offered some arati to such devotee while he's passing. You understand? Then Srila Prabhupada went, Lord Brahma offered arati to. You see, there is a dharma. Have you seen that dharma? In Mahatma. That Lord Brahma is offering arati to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, you see that dharma. You understand now? Such a devotee is free from doubt. Whereas Brahma has doubt, Shiva has doubt. Demigods have doubt. So I told this story. You understand?
You were also quoting one statement of Lord Shiva that he's saying that even if he has my post, that kind of insinuates that Lord Shiva is like a jiva soul.
Yes.
I thought he was a Shiva tattva, another category.
Another category. Still, Brahma and Shiva, jiva. A jiva becomes Shiva. You understand? But elevated jiva is more elevated than Brahma. You understand? That in Brahma Sangita it is stated. Example is given, Dadhi and Dugdha, milk and yogurt. Lord Vishnu is milk and Shiva is yogurt. Not different from milk, but cannot be said milk or cannot be made milk. There is something mixed. Amla Jo. That example is there. Yes. I also said, Brahma and Shiva, they are 55 qualities. Whereas the ordinary human being here, 50 qualities. Still, this pure devotion is only possible in human form of life. Not in demigod. This is that.
Lord Shiva's position is a post. Lord Shiva, the position of Lord Shiva is a post like Lord Brahma.
Yes. Every kalpa, it changes. Brahma changes, Shiva changes. They die. When kalpa is, kalpa ends, you understand? There is great annihilation. They are all, they all die, you understand? new creation, new Brahma, new Shiva, new Jiva. Some other soul becomes Brahma and Shiva, like the very soul and other previous karma. You understand now?
जय श्री गोपाल जी महाराज के, जय श्री गुरुदेव के, जय समवेत भक्त वृंद के, जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव के।